He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Every week, Anna gives my wife, Alicia, a call to find out how I've been behaving as a husband. But with Anna out of the studio this week, I thought, how fun for me if I call and grade my wife. I mean, she's got to be into that, right?
Hello.
Hey, babe. What's going on?
I mean, why'd I have to say hello 8 times?
I don't know. Your phone stinks, I guess. I would talk to whoever pays that plan. I just thought it would be a lot of fun if this week I called and I gave you a grade as my wife instead of you and Anna ganging up on me.
That sounds dangerous for you.
See? I mean, come on. It's not how you open it when you want to get somebody's good grade going.
And you're an expert at that.
As we're getting ready for a vacation coming up in the next couple of weeks, one thing that Alicia does all the time is her stress level goes right through the roof, right? We've got to clean the house from top to bottom. We've got to take on a couple projects. There's a stressful run-up to it. The same thing happens when we have barbecues or parties. Double whammy. Got one of those this Saturday. Got the trip next week. I have to say, overall, you've been handling your stress pretty well. It should be mentioned that we're having this conversation while you're cleaning the house right now.
Yes. Can you hear me cleaning the house?
You're kidding, right? It's all anybody can hear. You are doing a better job with your stress. So you get points for that because you've been putting less of that on me. I don't think it was necessary for you to wash the entire fence outside of the house during a heat wave, but that was a job that you decided to take on, and I was happy not to be asked to be a part of it, so that was cool. I also thought washing the blinds was really great, too, because another task, again, that I don't really want to be involved in. I mean, that just seems cumbersome as far as I'm concerned. I'd burn the blinds out in a pile in the backyard and let everybody stare in my house the rest of my life.
I mean, you really sound like you need Anna to come back, like burning blinds. Like, you sound like you want a bachelor pad back.
No, not really.
What's wrong with you? The blinds had nothing to do with going on vacation or having company. That is just something we haven't done for I'm not even going to say how long and make myself look terrible. But it needed to be done. The fence is covered in mildew. Of course the fence needed to be washed. I don't want our guests staring at mildew while they're hanging out. It's gross.
Well, with all these pluses that you did, I mean, you did still ridicule the way that I walk the dogs because I don't have them on the right side of the sidewalk or whatever at some point while we're out walking the dogs. I mean, it's crazy. So for that, you have to have points deducted.
I mean, you have to understand why that's important to me. Like, I walk them by myself all the time. Part of Barclays Recovery, and we have a system, and if you mess it up, they get confused, and then they don't want to go for, I can't even say WALK because they're looking at me. But, yeah, you mess it up. So I've asked you nicely multiple times not to mess it up, and I asked not so nicely yesterday.
Oh, really? Because I feel like most of the time when you ask that, it's the same tone of voice. And this is definitely the first time you're saying that it's not nice. And I feel like it's because there's witnesses.
Well, why do you hear yourself most of the time? Like, why do I have to keep asking?
Well, you know, I mean, if you could have just kept your attitude positive during that, you probably would have gotten A, the fence, the blinds, cleaning the floor right now. I mean, it feels kind of like a... No, I'm just kidding. The heat index was like 104 yesterday and you were cleaning that fence. So I'm going to give you an A anyways, but you could have been nicer.
I'll take my A and I'll keep my mouth shut.
That's the one lesson I'll never learn.